Zechanishim Savi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas Zechanishim Savi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas followed. Okay. So this packet, the first packet, those that are online, is the packet I gave on Shavuos night. Obviously, I went through it much quicker than I'm going to go through it now. And then there are subsequent other packets as well on corporations. And the real impetus to giving the shiur, then I'll tell you why it ties into Shavuos, was the, you know, always after Pesach, there's always a discussion where you could buy. That's all the shilas are coming in. Can I go to this department, this supermarket chain, and that supermarket chain, and this one, and that one, and what about the distributor, and what about the thing? And a lot of times, the question at hand is a distributor or a store that's really a corporation. And the question is there really bias by a corporation? Does a corporation have ownership of the chametz? And therefore, does anyone, like, if, in other words, when I'm not even talking about whether they do a mechira, they don't do a mechira, you know, things like that. That's another question about doing a mechira when there's a place that is open on Pesach, and is that called doing a mechira? If you're doing a mechira, but you're still open and selling that stuff that you sold, even avoiding that avenue. But what is the technical halacha in terms of the din of Bal Yerai? Even say if they wouldn't have been a mechiras chametz by something owned by a corporation, and then we'll discuss Jewish corporation, even say a Jewish corporation, you know, is the Jewish corporation considered bailim of chametz or not? Because the din of chametz of la Pesach, the knas for the person that owned chametz, and pashas means he violated Bal Yerah. But if could you say that you violated Bal Yerah if you're the owner of the corporation, or even if you have shares? You know, there's a discussion in the poskim whether if you have stocks in a corporation that has chametz, whether you have to sell that or not. And the two connections to Shavuos are the following. The day of Matan Torah in Chumash, in Sefer Devarim, more than one time, is called Yom HaKohol. Yom HaKohol. So Yom HaKohol means it's a communal day that the community got together to accept the Torah, not necessarily Yechidim, but Yom HaKohol. That's one connection. And the other connection is, and the Shem Shmuel has a whole piece on this, and that is Shavuos is unique that the Korban Shlomim on Shavuos was the Shalmei Tzibur. Usually Shlomim is not the Korban Tzibur. Here we have the Shalmei Tzibur that was brought on Shavuos, and which was a unique thing. And that's going to be the beginning of our discussion here of the difference between Shutvus and Tzibur. And in other words, what makes somebody a Shutuf? And that's going to be the discussion also. What is a corporation? Is a corporation a Shutvus? Or is a corporation a new category, like a Tzibur? And we're going to see, so we're going to go through that and go step by step till we hopefully get some clarity in this. And we always have the chus of Rabbi Alter here, and he's a lawyer as well, so he can maybe help us, those people like me that are not so knowledgeable in the legalities of corporations or not. Even though I'll tell you a funny story before we begin, and this I was discussing with Rabbi Bleich on before Yontif, and I he asked Rabbi Bleich his opinion on corporations and this. So he says, you know, he liked Rav Sternbach's piece. I have it in the packet, actually, in Moedim Uzmanim. And it's on page 37. He says, and this also, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll see all over the place the Rosh Tevas, Beis Ayin, Tu Strichels Mem, Be'e Ravon Mugbal. You know, limited liability on the banks and different places. You'll see that all over Eretz Yisrael because the people don't have, that's what the poskim call, there's no Shibud Haguf. There's no, in other words, if the bank collapses, so the owners and the people, they don't have responsibility from their own money to have to make good to the people. So it's limited you know, responsibility. And he refers here to a case of Aaron Solomon. This case took place in England. And he says here, Rav Sternbach on page 37, if you look on the bottom, on the left side, the second the paragraph that begins, V'hinei. Yeah. V'hinei. 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 Invention. In other words, the people don't play. In other words, they're obliterated. It's this new corporation, this new yitzira. That's not a question of individual people. Not even shutuf anymore. It's this new corporation. Shekonusham minios, that they bought stocks. It's a guf mace. I mean, it's not a person. It's not a person. V'zeu kegoylem shenivra v'notza oydechok u'mishpara umos v'tovas v'toelas mischar. So this was this new idea, this new yitzira, was made for the sake of commerce. The Shaykh of Guf Meis and Al Guf Rechush Vechovas Vikoran Hunach Pidmishvat Angli before Sam. And it started with a case in England, a famous case, Shapsak Din Sham Yisod Bechol Olam Hayom Babiur Geder Chevra Fi Musoge Mishpat Umos. The Hainu Hapsak Din Bimishpat Aaron Solomon Lufne Ayin Hei Shana.
I mean, this Sefer is already written several years ago. It was 75 years before that.
Shanal Haya Yehudi Socher Oros, he was a merchant, a leather merchant in London. In Beis Mischa Sheitzliach Ba'od, he had a factory that was very successful. The Hechli Lasos Mi Beis Mischoro Chevra Be'irovon Mubal. So he decided he wants to make his little factory a corporation. Famnius Nignu al Yodo im Ishto Ubanov, Shaosu Chevra Solomon, Shudba Iravam Mugal. So they made a corporation of Solomon and Vhule. Vuhericha Asik, the Shava Lamitas Elif Liros, 39,000 liras. This is what he said his corporation is worth. V'chevra shehikim latzmo b'nei beso konu osu menu gufa b'esrim elef liros b'muzumonim. They gave the money right up front to buy it. V'aser salofim b'igros, and the other 10,000 were with igros chov, mevutachim. They were with bank. What's the word for that? Bank checks or whatever. But shortly after that, Niskal Hamifal Bikoshim Beikvos Mashber Beoros. So there was a problem, and the whole thing went kaput. V'siyam Shana Minu Habalicholus Konis Nichlasim Lefarich. So they had to undo the Chevra.
Hanoshim, but then there was the money that they owed to people. So the Bali Chovas weren't getting paid, and they went to court and said, this man owes us money from what we lent him. He shouldn't be taking all the money. He should pay us because he owes us money. And he jacked up the price for what it was really worth. Now they said, yeah, the Bali Chovas are right. The Bali Chovas are right, and he should give them the money. He should compensate. Aval Solomon halach lebeit mishpat ha'elyon shelordim. He went to the House of Lords.
The highest court.
And they said no, that a chevra, a corporation, is its own, yitzira. The lo shayach lo ba'ofen prati klal. And it's not his. U'mehemachir v'halo, who Rak Menahel. Those, once it's sold and made into a corporation, he could be the director, but he's not an owner. Okay, chayev is lamar salam and gufa levad, fein the balei chovas meuma. So they paskin that this is the famous, one of the famous precedents, sort of like said, for the concept of a corporation, that the corporation is not a person, and therefore it's not, and there's no liability that they have to the people that they owe the money to. It was funny. I called up one of Dr. Mark Weingarten. I called him up in Erev Yontif. We were talking. I said, I'm doing this shiur. So I said to him, maybe you look it up, Google it, and see what it says. And he googled it with the Wikipedia page, whatever. And this Aaron Solomon. And he said, what he said to me? He said, it's funny you called me just now, because as you called me, I was putting on my leather boots that said the Solomon boots. So it was funny that you could call me right now while I was putting on my leather boots under this name. Well, then, I didn't put it in the packet, but the next page, Rav Sternberg says, but this doesn't exist in Yadus. So this Yitzira doesn't exist in Yadus, and therefore he is of the opinion that a corporation is just a shutif, and therefore you would violate Bali Yerah Bali Motzei. This is his opinion. There are other opinions, as we'll see, that disagree with him and say not that way. But that was how he introduced the thing here. And others disagree. And that's what we're going to start. Rav Shlomo Daichovsky, one of the big Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, and I was mechaving to him, because he starts off the way I started off the packet, and he, in his Psak Din, maybe one day I'll put it in a supplement, but he started off by saying that, by discussing the Arashi and the Ramban in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. And we'll go from there, and that, he says, is, he feels, Rav Daichovsky says, that the concept of a corporation is similar to what we call the concept of a tzibur, as opposed to shutuf. And we'll see how that plays out in halacha and hilchas karbanos, and then we'll go from there. So let's start with the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. It says, Daber Bnei Yisrael.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Even according to Rabbi Sternbuch, though,
What about Dina de Malchusa Dina? Like, wouldn't even he agree that since the law in England is like this, wouldn't he agree?
Right, so the question is, the Dina de Malchusa Dina, but what about the Hilchas Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze? In other words, would that negate the concept of whether you're violating Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze if you have a corporation that owns owns chametz, and you're one of the gavras in the corporation, and then we'll have to see. Maybe there's a distinction which the Menachas Yitzchak makes, whether you're just a shareholder or you're one of the people, the movers and shakers in the corporation. If you have a couple of stocks. No one wants to know what your opinion is on anything. But if you're a major holder, should that make a difference, or should that not make a difference either?
I was involved in two cases, both of which, one that I was before based in, consisting of Rav Schechter, Rav Tversky, and Rav Neuberger. That was my based in.
And you were brought in as a...
I was a lawyer for one of the parties, and I convinced them that one of the individuals who was the mover and shaker of the corporation had to be before the court, otherwise they have no jurisdiction. And Rav Schechter says, you're right. I mean, just a corporation wouldn't have to do this. In another case I was in, it also went before Rav Schechter. Again, there was a corporation, but we made a claim in a basin against the individual who was the man behind it. Rav Schechter ended up giving us a judgment in the million, literally in the millions of dollars.
So what was the question of...
He just ignored the corporate form.
What was the corporate form?
The guy had a corporation, and we had contracted with the corporation. But we brought the action of the basin against the individual. And he says, it's not me, it's the corporation. Rav Schechter says, very nice, now pay him $10 million.
The singular individual?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to see how that plays out in this. So let's see. It says like this. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, v'yamart aleihem, adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem, So says Rashi, Takrivu on page 2, Melamed Sheshnaim Misnadvim Olo Beshutfus. That two people could give an Olo Beshutfus. Two people buy a chip in to buy a korban. So that's Shutfim. Two people buying. But then, Korbanchem, Melamed Shehibo Nidvas Tzibor. But then he has another concept of nidvas tzibur. He olas kates hamizbeach habam min hamosaros, meaning that we know that be'echad ba'adar mashkmim al hashkolim, have machtzis hashekel, and normally we assume that when you need a korban tzibur, like the korban tamid was brought every day, twice a day. So how do you get a korban tzibur? So the money that comes from the collection of the Machzis HaShekel, what's bought from that money has a status of a tzibur, because that was collected in a communal way. That was collected in a communal way, and therefore, to become tzibur... Oh, so that's what we're going to have to see. What's the koveya that makes something a tzibur versus a yachid? So, the Ramban is going to claim that Shitas Rashi is... that it has to come min hamosaros. It has to come from the machtzis hashekel, the leftover machtzis hashekel.
We have, Daf Yomi's been doing this. The mother of Kohen Gadol used to make a beged that he could wear if it was donated to the tzibur first.
Right.
But nothing to do with Motar Shekel. It didn't come from Motar Shekel.
Right.
As long as it was donated to the tzibur, that's all that mattered.
Right. The question is by korbanos. What about by the korban itself? So, in other words, so he says like this. Take a look. He quotes those two Rashi's that we did. And on the fourth line, the Fichach, he almost see Vinele Daito. On three lines from the bottom, in the top of the Ramban. Kol Oma Sheyaviu Rabim, Chutzman HaMosaros, Kidin Ola Sashutfin. In other words, if it's not come from the Mosaros, it's not come from the Machtzis HaShekel, a Korban Ola, then it'll just be what? Shutfin. And he uses the phrase, let me see if I find that line. Huh, look at the third line from the top. He says, Ma ben shnaim ha-mishtvatfim b'korban, u ben asara ve'elef shinishtatfim bo. Now the shutfis is not less than two people can be a shutef, and 100 people can be partners, and 1,000 people can be partners. So it's not limited in the quantity of people. So what is the koveya? So that's what he says, that the Rashi has the two things. Takrivu is the Ola B'Shutfus, and Korbanchem is Malami Bom Nidra Sibur, Olis Kesa Mizvecha, Bom Min HaMosaros. So that's what the Ramban says. He thinks that was what Rashi is trying to say. V'hein HaShlom Mish'omu Behem HaShashutfim Mevim Osam Nidova, V'ein HaTzibur Pesh Mevim Osam Nidova. But if it's you have other types of kupos that weren't from the machtzis hashekel, then that could only be a shutev. But now he says, so that's Rashi. But now he says that maybe, and this is maybe what you were saying, Rabbi Walter. The Efshar, Shenoma Sheim Rotsu Tzibor Lahafrish Bitchila Lenedova, Viyigbu Osaka Sheyigbu Hashkolim Lutmidimu Musofim, Shete Nidvas Tzibor Kolis Behema. In other words, it could be that if they make a special collection, and it's not from the Machtzis HaShekel money, but if it's from Rov Yisrael, Kolzman Sheyintnadvu Bo Rov Yisrael, he Nidvas Tzibor. The Eina Ba'ola Sa'ov V'lo B'Shlomim, etc. So, he explains Shitas Rashi as Ben HaMosaros of the Machtzis HaShekel, but then he says, but I'm willing to entertain another possibility that even if it wasn't from the Machtzis HaShekel donation, but it's from Rov Yisrael, then maybe that also could be counted as tzibur. Oh, so that's what Rav Naichovsky, and maybe one day I'll put it in a supplementary packet, that quotes this Rashi in the Ramban in the beginning of his discussion of corporations, and I'll show it to you more clearly in a second from the Gemara in Menachos on page 7. Let's skip page 5 and 6 for a second. We'll come back to that. And let's go to page 7. So, we know that one is not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach ala chametz. Right? If the person who's, it's his Korban Pesach, so, and somebody in the Chabura owns chametz, so So then when you shecht it, you violate the Yisr of a little shishchad al-chametz and dam zivchi. So it's not a shochet, it's a Pesach al-chametz over below sase. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ha-tomid. That not only if you shecht the Korban Pesach, on the chametz, you violate lo shishchad al-chametz dam zivchi, but as well, the Korban Tamid that was brought that day. Yeah, right. And there was chametz. Someone had chametz.
Anyone in Klal Yisrael?
Oh, so we're gonna see.
So, but then, Rabbi Shlokish, La'olam Enu Chayev Ad Shehei Ola Shochet, Ola Zorek, Ola Echad Mibnei HaChabura Imo Bazara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afal Pi She'en Imo Bazara. So says Tosis, Ola Echad Mibnei HaChabura A Pesach Koi. Havala Tomid Pshita Delo Mechai Mishum Echad Shab Yisrael. So this idea that as long as someone has chametz, Hashochet is a pesach afatamid. So afatamid would mean that what the person who's shechting the tamid, if he would have chametz, he would. But the concept that if anyone in Klal Yisrael would have it does not apply to the tamid. Tosfos says. So with the tamid, you'd probably have to limit it perhaps to if the person who's actually shochet the tamid. But in other words, by the Korban Pesach, anyone in the Bnei HaChabura who has it, so then there's a violation of the Shidchot Al Chametz. But the Pesach, but the Tomid, we don't say. So the Rogatchover writes on page 9, when he's discussing the concept of a Kohol and a Tzibur, he says, the nafkemina, we see where the arrow is on the bottom. Gam kim go shokosev toisvus menachas gabe shochet tamin al chometz the im yeshul echad misro chometz eno over chazin and sfilah the mekovet tzibur ein lefarsh shembo. In other words, no one has an identity when the tzibur comes. The tzibur created its new plateau and its new thing, and there's no identity of yechidim. And therefore, and that's how he explains what a tzibur is. So therefore, that's pshatotosis, that just because somebody in Klal Yisrael has chametz and they shechted the korban tamid, it's not going to violate. Even if you hold that there's an isser of los hishchad al chametz by the korban tamid, it's not going to apply just to stop anyone in Klal Yisrael. But then he says that maybe the Rambam disagrees because midivrei Rabbeinu b'hilchos tamura nira lehepech the pasuk deloka. See, if you look in the Rambam here on page 8, it says echad min hashutfen shehimir. You did tamura, right? That was we just had in parshas b'chukosai. If a person says that he's going to remove the kedusha from one animal to another animal. So he says, Lo yachlifenu, lo yomir, rabba tov tov alara, v'mhamer yimimenu v'ayahu, smuroso yakodesh. So he says, Echad men ashutfim shehemir, omishehemir. So if you're the owner, then you're in shaykh to have tamura. And then you violate the law of tamura.
Many owners, can one owner of a small piece do tamura?
So he says, Echad men ashutfim shehemir, oh, mishehimir bekorban mikorbanas hatzibur. Hold v'yeshlohem bo shutfes harizaloke ve'enat mur kodesh. So that's what the Rogatchover was saying. That from this Rambam, it's mashma that there is an identity of
He says ve'enat mur kodesh seems to imply that it's only the Rambam because it was the
right
solution.
Right, why should it be? Right, so maybe that's the answer. That, but he points out that the Rambam does. So you want to say maybe it's only din de rabbanan, etc. But says the mishahim of korban course to see, but that he views it also like a shutif. But the pashup shah anyway is that what he says based on the Tosfos. That a yachid that has and the carbon tamid is shechted and a yachid has chametz, so that doesn't make a difference because the identity of the yachid is obliterated when we get to this new plateau of tzibur.
You have the concept of Yisrael al mamadehem, and they say, how can someone bring the carbon and not be there?
Right.
So apparently these individuals do have a chelek in it.
Right. As you say, you were my mother's.
Yeah.
Well, you could say that, yeah, so who, the my mother's, but maybe those are just representatives of the.
Yeah,
as opposed to. Oh, then there's a vort al pi drush that I was told many years ago when I was in Mar Shakolo, either in the late 70s or the early 80s. Rabbi Abel, who was one of our counselors, he's a Rebbe in JEC. And he would give a parsha shir Shabbos morning, which changed over the other counselor. And so it was Shabbos Chazon, so he told us this Mesha Chochma. This has to do with this topic as well, on page 5. The Pasuk in Yishai says, you know, Yishai is giving Musa to the people that they're like Sdom, Shumla Ktsine Sdom. You know, he compares them to Sdom Vamora. He said, you're bringing karbanas, your karbanas a lot, a false. Lo so sifu havi min chashav. Ketoros to eva hili. Chodesh Shabbos
v'ruchol
alvin
vatsar. There is no
carbon
shutfus for
menachos,
only for zvachim.
Oh. So he says like this, why did the Navi, when he's trying to say the people aren't acting properly, so their karbanas are false, so why did he harp on these two things, the mincha shav and the k'taras to'eva? So the Mesha Chachma on page 6, he says like this. He says, v'hine mincha ein k'reva b'shutfim, rak b'yachid. Uvetzibor ba mincha. So, in other words, a mincha could have a yachid bring and a tzibor because it's one unit. The tzibor is one unit, and a yachid is one unit. But a shutef is multiple owners, so there's no thing by shutefus of mincha. Uvisha tzibor hu bichlaluso kimo yachid shu ish echad. Kol echad moel lechaveru kimo shakol aver moel lechaveru. Chayotzi b'zeh. So what the Navi was saying is your mincha, so you had a yachid, okay, fine. But then you have a mincha's tzibur. So what makes it valid? Because the tzibur is considered one unit. But you're a fragmented tzibur. So therefore, he's giving a mussar. He's saying, so your mincha is a mincha shav. Because the whole idea that you can bring a mincha, you can't bring a shutfis, because shutfis is different people, it's fragmented. But she can't get a tzibur's one unit. Lachen kevin shev, sidu malas ahtas. So mincha is a korban where it highlights this distinction between having a group being considered one unit in contrast to being fragmented, and so to ketoros. In other words, because the ketoros also is different samamonim, and it even has chelbono, which has a bad smell, but it has one unit together, and then everything gives a proper fragrance to everything else, even the chelbono. So it's also a sacrifice which highlights this idea of being the difference between being one unit and being fragmented. Aval shekol echad mefuzer b'fnei atzmo halo taras te'evehi. Moshehi b'frati yoseha shechel ben arei chara v'krivenol v'fechasecha etc. V'uchal olven v'azar etc. So that's the idea that, and there's one other Mishnah that the Ragachavar is quoted to explain this concept of shutef versus tzibur type of thing. And as we said, and this is Rabbi Chofsky said, that could be a paradigm to explain this notion of a corporation in Yadus, if you want to say that there is a source in Yadus of something that's where it's a unit where the Yechidim now are blurred, etc. So he quotes the Mishnah in Shkalim. He says, Amar Rabbi Huda, on page 10, Amar Rabbi Huda, Heid ben Bukhri b'Yavne, Kol Kohen Sheshokel Eino Chote. So the question is, does the Kohanim give to the Machtzis HaShekel. So look in the Bartanura. Kol koin sheshokol einu chote. Aval pi sheinu chayv lishkol. Even though he might not be chayv to give. V'sal t'dai chamini mi shokol limtza kor matzibur korv mishol yachid. K'mashulon de einu chote. V'fi shu moser oso machtzis HaShekel tzibur l'gamre. V'lo chashin en shem alo yigmur l'masor yofa. So even though the coin might not be chayiv to give, but if he gives, he's not a chote, because he gives it b'lev sholem. Amar lo, Reb Yochanan, ben zakei lo, ki ela kol coin she'ena shokel chote. Rashi, Amar Bartimura, kol coin she'ena, v'kara d'chol over al p'kudim dorish le'ilhochi, kol over b'yamsuf. Anyone who went over the Yamsuf, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Dain Kohanim Levim Yisrael, Shkulam over was a Yam. Of Kudim, Meno Sam Shanimnu Levadim, Meno Sam Shanimnu Levim Yisrael, Yitain Trumas Hashem. So he says, no, Fakir, they're Chayif. If you're not going to be Shokel, then you're a Chote. El Shakonim Dorshim Mikra Zeh La'atzman. But the Kohanim with Darshan for their benefit, the following. It's not a real drasha, but they would say, what? V'chol minchas kohen kolol tiyah lo se ochel. That when a korban mincha of a kohen is not eaten. It's not allowed to be eaten. So the question is, so v'chol v'omer shtei alechem v'lechem upon him shalonu hechne cholim. So they would say, how could, if you're going to give the machatzis a shekel, and you're going to give it what, and the kohanim are going to be included in the machatzis a shekel, so then it's going to be, and you assume the identity of the kohen still remains in the conglomerate, so then that machatzis a shekel has a shtick kahuna in it, and then it's considered a korban. That Minchas Kohen, and the Minchas Kohen can't eat. So therefore they're saying to get off the hook. So maybe therefore we Dafka shouldn't give. So that was their way of trying to get out of it. So there is a sefer called Yerushas Plata. Yerushas Plata was different articles written by Hungarian Rabbanim. So there's one article here, Siman Lamed Zayin, that was written by Rabbi Socher Tachtel, who is a big Hungarian Rav, but in the modern world today, he's known because he wrote the Sefer Eim Habanim Smecha on the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that became a very popular thing of the. So he quotes from the Rogachever, his explanation of this Mishnah. Let me find it for you. He says, here, on the page 14. First word on the one, the second column, the first word on the line, like a quarter of the way down, Hagon Ha'iloi. You see? Hagon Ha'iloi Hanora V'Haniskov from Yosef Rosen, Hanikra De'Rogachov Hagon. Shechokar Be'inin Sibur Mahu, Iklal Shekol Rabin Ma'pratim Mahu. Imrak Kfeilas Ha'pratim. In other words, is it just a Yechidim coming together, or im k'mol l'moshel kihila shenikra siva sheniya because rabbi yechidim shadarim sham came lo havi linen siva kfeilas hayachid. Is it just many individuals coming together? Oh, dilma al yidei shtatzim yachad be'emesh nishnana gam etzem hadover. Osam rabbim lo havi osam hayechidim.
It becomes a new thing. That's his question. Tizbir Adam Kmo Shanor Medvar Mativim Shesh Hakava Mizgis Vargava Shechenis. In other words, he says, Hakava Shechenis Hu Mamashal, and Nosnim Melech Bamayim. If you put salt in water, Hamelech Nomes, then the salt melts, Venasa Lamayim, Vigama Mayim Kibel Tam Melech, Imkena Daim Shneim Hemem Nitzan Baolam. So you still have the water and the salt, they're still there. So they're both, the identity of the salt is still there, and the identity of the water is still there. But he says, "V'harkova mizgis she'osim shnei dvarim shenis arvu hotzi ol deis arvu darvu chadash." The other type of mixture is that there's a new thing that formed. The original components are there, are transformed by the conglomerate of the two things. Vuberi chadasha v'shnei minu nishan abadlo mitzias ve'enu ba'olam. Kvoshu b'dvarm tivim ken yesh numtzo b'dvarm ruchonim v'torayim. He says, so this is by discussion about physical things, you know, chemistry, chemical reactions, and things like that. But he says we have it in a metaphysical concept. The tzibur shenola mikoach ishtatvus harbe yichidim nasu l'gamrei etzem acheres. Like a chemical reaction. No labiria chadashal gamri. Chelik harishonu nevdu in the spatul. Fevi rai l'dvar mishkolim perik alf. So the Rogachev says no. A tzibor is a new beria. It's not just yechidim together. It formed a new thing. And then he explains it based on the Mishnah. The kaimelik from Yochanan and Zakei, the kol kohen she'enu shokol chote. That a kohen has a chiyuv to be involved in the machzis hashekel. What about the pasuk called korban? You know, michas kohen is kulo kolil, and now if the kohen is going to be part of the machzis hashekel, then the michas omer, which is a tzibor, should not be able to be eaten, and we know it is eaten. Oh, he says, "V'lochashin al kol minchas kohen kolil tochter v'hech omer v'shtei alechem lechem apanim nacholim v'haytam rotsa ben buchri l'fotrom v'lishkol." So he says, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah of whether we should allow the kohen to be, is because if we say we can't allow the kohen because he still maintains his identity, but if we say that the tzibur has a new thing, so then it's a whole different thing. Okay, so I think we're going to stop now because we accomplished today. We discussed the modern idea, the case, the Solomon case, where the lords, you know, the deemed the not to be responsible to the corporation, and then as Rabbi Dachovsky points out that the concept of in halacha of the shutvis versus the tzibur is the nekuda that has to be defined over here as well. Whether the corporation is a shutuf, if it's the corporation is a shutuf, so then the shutvim still have an identity. If the corporation, if it's a tzibur, they're not anymore. So then, I'll tell you, I'll end off with one story. I had a Talmud who was going seriously with a young lady, and they were holding by considering engagement. So obviously, at a certain point in the relationship, the girl maybe goes over to the fellow's house. They have dinner there one night or something like that. You know, starting to seal the deal, so to speak. And the problem was, this Talmud of mine, his parents were not Tovel Kalim. Not Tovel Kalim. So the girl wanted to know, is she allowed to, you know, there are a lot of people like that, otherwise they would have a kosher home in terms of go to the kosher butcher, etc. But the Tefillas Kalim somehow was something that, whatever. So I was speaking to Rav Nata Greenblatt. I says, what should we do? What's the eitza over here? So he says, for this time, I'm not saying you can be somech this all the time, but for this time you'll be somech on that the kelim that were brought were from a corporation. And maybe if you get buy things from a corporation, or Moshe, the poskim have a discussion, we'll have it in a future packet. Maybe that's not called, because it, and Rav Shechter is choshish for that in terms of he doesn't make a bracha on Tefillas Kelim from a corporation, because maybe that's not called getting it from a goy. And for this time, they can be somech, and we'll have to figure out if they end up getting married and this, then we'll figure out how to. In the end, that should have did not work out, but it wasn't because of the Tefillas Kelim issue. But that's part of this discussion as well. Is that called buying from a goy when you're getting it from a corporation and not from a individual? And then Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll start the discussion of chametz and
so what. Far all you've seen is that there's a concept of a kahila or a seaboard. We don't know that there can be such things as private corporations that we don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll have to see. Okay, and we'll see. He has a fascinating piece here, the Eimah Banim Smecha. He wrote also the same Mishnah Sochim, and his father. He was a big goyin, Shlomo Taftel. But that book on Eretz Yisrael that became a bestseller, especially in the modern Tzioni world. That became like one of the popular works of this of recent history. And the fact that there's people, you know, able to move to Eretz Yisrael, you know, that was a big thing. But he wrote this Siman Lamed Zayin, was written by him, and he calls so the Ragachov of the Pshat in that Mishnah in Shkol. Okay, everyone should have a good day. Natan, it's good to see you. Avram Levitt and the Angel Albert and Sani Spitzer and Shlomo Rosenberg, Shimmy Rosenberg, I'm sorry. And Sani Spitzer and Matt, Rabbi Matt Levy, Daniel Albert, and Rabbi Walter, and Ezra Hagler. If you want, you can hold on to, if you want to, yeah. Whatever, you, because this way you have it. Right. I have more, but because okay. I don't want you to have to, since, you know, I, yes.